Hi, and thank you for joining me today for this edition of Senior Talk. The Medicare open enrollment period, when you can opt to change your Medicare plans, Advantage plans, drug plans, if you choose to do so, is coming right up. It's October 15th to December 7th. Now, scammers are taking full advantage of this. Today, we're going to tell you how you can protect yourself from this, because if you haven't gotten calls already, trust me, you are going to. They want your money. They want your Medicare number. They want your Social Security number. They want all the things. My guest today is Jane Margeson, Communications Director at AARP Maine and resident fraud expert. She knows everything there is to know about all of this. So I am tapping her today to try to help you. I get calls. I'm sure you're getting calls if you're on Medicare. Jane, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. This can be a difficult time of year as we try to navigate open enrollment. So much to consider. Without adding scammers to the mix, it's one of those times where is my plan still working for me? And then you've got to look at all the paperwork. And has anything changed? It's a lot. So I appreciate you taking the time to take care of this. The first thing I want to ask you about is the callers who claim to be from Medicare asking if someone has received their new Medicare card. I get one or two of these a week. I know it's a scam. I even said to one of them, this is a scam. Medicare doesn't call. Do not call me again. But they make it sound very convincing. I'm from Medicare. I want to make sure, you know, what's your name? I want to make sure that you got your new card. Talk to me about that and what people should do.
Well, first of all, Carol, thank you for having me on the program. And kudos to you as well for bringing this up at this important time. It's just so important for all of us to be aware of the scams that are taking place. Some of them are what we used to call seasonal scams, because you can practically set your watch by them. They're going to show up year upon year. And here we are, Medicare open enrollment. And that's exactly what is coming along, are these Medicare scams. So just broadly speaking, during the Medicare open enrollment period, our AARP Fraud Watch Network warns that scammers target beneficiaries with tactics like you just mentioned, unsolicited calls and emails. They'll offer free gifts, you know, I'm doing air quotes around the word free, or false claims, as you just suggested, about needing to verify your information for a new Medicare card, or saying maybe you don't even have a card or you don't have the correct card. So it's just, this is why it's so good for us to have this conversation right now, because we want to let listeners know these are the kinds of calls that may be coming your way. And during this show, we're going to help you understand some of these tactics, some of the red flags to watch out for, and steps you can take to keep yourself safe.
We know, and people should know by now, you never give out your Medicare number. Now, Medicare is not going to call you and try to give you a new card. Is there any situation where a person would need a new Medicare card, or where Medicare would send a card so that we know everybody who calls and say, did you get your new card, is a liar?
So there is really is no reason for these calls that people are getting about their Medicare cards, because Medicare cards do not have an expiration date. They don't. Once you are enrolled in Medicare, your card remains valid as long as, of course, you're keeping up with any payments and, you know, you're keeping your status current. But no, Medicare cards do not have an expiration date. If somebody is calling you and saying you need a new card or you got the wrong card or anything along those lines, frankly, I would just hang up the phone, disengage immediately, because it is very likely a scam. And what we always tell people to do is simply verify the information yourself. Call 1-800-MEDICARE, speak to a Medicare representative, and you can certainly verify your own information that way. But rest assured, once you are enrolled in Medicare and you have that card in your hand, that is your card forever, as long as you're keeping up with your payments.
And sometimes they ask questions such as, well, how old are you? And what's your address? We want to verify. And all of that, just hang up. Don't talk to them because the more you engage, the more likely it is that you are giving information to them that they can use later. It doesn't take much to piece together little bits of information and eventually find out who you are, where you live, and social security numbers and bank account numbers.
Correct. That's you've got it exactly right, Carol. Medicare will not call you unexpectedly to ask for personal details. You should be very suspicious of any such contact, whether it's coming through a text message, email, phone call, Facebook, whatever, wherever it's coming, that is a very suspicious contact, and you should disengage from it immediately.
Well, and that's a really good point, maybe coming through a text message. How would they have your phone number unless you expressly gave it to you? My mother got a text message and I said, it's a scam. Delete it right now. She was all concerned. And I said, they do not have your cell phone number. This is just a random robo throwing something out there to see what takes hold. As we look at Medicare plans, so probably not every call that comes in would necessarily be a scam because the insurance companies are just trying to market. But that doesn't mean they're good calls. It doesn't mean you should listen. So, talk to me about the difference between is it just an insurance company trying to drum up business, doing a telemarketing kind of, hey, we offer all of this. Would you be interested? Or trying to steal your identity or your bank account.
Well, the advice would be always to work with legitimate sources. If you are actively, perhaps you're looking at your own plan and you're thinking, I just want to make sure that I really have everything that I need that's the best for my personal health situation, that the plan really is working for you in the best way possible. And that's great. That's just great to be looking at that. Looking at your personal situation and matching it with the best option out there on the market for you. But you want to make sure that you're working with legitimate companies. And there are many out there who are doing a great job. And I don't want to say that everybody calling you is a scammer because it isn't necessarily so. But there are so many scammers out there who are making these calls that you do want to be sure. So, do your own research. You don't want to just get a text message or an email from someone you don't know, a company you've never heard of, and then start clicking on links and dialing their phone numbers because, frankly, we don't know where you're going. You may be going to an organization, a company that is not legitimate, and that's not good. And they're very good at making their websites look fancy and very, just very spiffy and interesting and something that you want to engage with, but is it real? You want to be sure. So it's always a good idea. Your local area agency on aging, for example, is a wonderful place who can point you in the right direction for legitimate Medicare opportunities that might be good for you. You can certainly go to 1-800-MEDICARE, as I said before. You also, quite frankly, I just want to make sure everybody knows that AARP has a wonderful victim helpline. And this is whether you have been an actual victim of a scam, or you have questions, or you're trying to do some exploratory, work, as we're suggesting that you do during Medicare open enrollment. Call them. It's 1-877-908 3360. That's the AARP Fraud Watch Network. They would welcome your phone call and be happy to help point you in the right direction to make sure that you're engaging with legitimate companies.
I think that the other thing, it's really, really important for people to understand spoofing. So everybody has caller ID, and you look at that number and it looks like it's coming from maybe your own insurance company. Maybe it says Medicare on it, so you trust it, but don't, because you can, they steal phone numbers. They steal that identity. So it looks like it's coming in from that number, but they could be calling from anywhere. And I have a story
Correct.
about this. Somebody that I know who is in law enforcement got a call at his house claiming to be him, wanted saying, I'm with the police and here's what's happening. And so that just goes to show, if a law enforcement professional can have their number spoofed, anybody can. So don't trust, just because caller ID says it, it's a wonderful tool, but don't trust it. And I'm going to ask you if this is too strong. Never, ever, under any circumstances, click on a link that's been unsolicited.
There you go. That's excellent advice. Absolutely. Do not click on those links. Do not open attachments. It's unfortunately the world we live in is that it's safer for all of us to be suspicious of the calls, the emails, texts, etc., that are coming through. And you just do not ever want to share personal information with anyone who calls, emails, or visits you out of the blue promoting, in this case, a Medicare plan. Legitimate Medicare plans can only contact you if you've requested information or if you have an existing relationship with them. So that's good to keep in mind too. And as I
So,
said before, you can, sorry, I just want to
no,
mention, you
I.
can safely compare legitimate plans and change enrollment by going to medicare.gov or by calling 1-800-MEDICARE.
I just wanted you to say that again, that they, because it's so important. They are not allowed to call you unless you have requested specifically information from that company, or you are an existing customer of that company. So, for instance, the Medicare Advantage plan that I have, they could call me and say, "How's it going? Do you have any questions?" And that would be legit, although I wouldn't trust it. I would call them back to see if they just called. I've done that before. Because you can't, seriously, Jane, you cannot trust anybody. And the more that people understand this, that's the best way to stay safe. Just don't. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about this and ways to keep you safe. We'll be right back right after this. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk. Jane Margeson, AARP Maine, discussing Medicare scams. Open enrollment October 15th through December 7th. If you need to talk about a plan, if you're new to Medicare, that's a whole other thing. If you're just turning 65 or just have or will soon, talk to your area agency on aging. If you have Medicare, you have a plan, you just need more information, or maybe you don't love it. Jane, what's the website? During the break, you gave a website that is very helpful for people.
Absolutely. So this is a website that AARP has with all kinds of different classes and webinars and lots of different things. But we also have quite a few Medicare enrollment webinars and discussions coming up. So just go to aarp.org/nearme, NEARME. That's aarp.org/nearme. So, for example, we have coming up Medicare open enrollment. Do I need a new plan? Key questions to consider. These are all wonderful webinars and different discussions where you can just come on over and register, and it's all free, and you may get all your questions asked, answered that way.
The biggest thing is that we're going to tell you, because we're going to give you some other things that you can do, but mostly just don't. Just don't. Don't answer a call from an unknown number, although that's a trick, because it could be, it may not be that number. It could be you think your friend is calling, but they have spoofed that because they've hacked into it. Just hanging up really is your best bet. especially if they start asking you questions. But sometimes, especially if there is somebody who's nervous about this, they're not sure, they think they may want to get a new plan. What should they do if they are, if they're not super happy with their company, but they don't know what to do, and now these people are calling, offering all kinds of things?
Well, and again, as we said at the beginning of the call, you've got to be very careful about the people who are just calling you out of the blue, offering you free things, telling you that your plan isn't great or the plan you're considering isn't great and they have all the answers for you. I mean, it's high pressure, and scammers are really good at making you think you need something that you really don't, or getting information from people. That's what they do. That's their stock and trade. So the sooner you disengage from that call or that text or whatever, however they've contacted you, the better. And it's hard, I know, because you may be really looking for a plan and you're trying to do your job, as it were, and get the information that you need to get the best plan that's right for you and your health needs. And that's great, but you just don't want to be engaging with someone you don't know who called you out of the blue and who probably is trying to make you make a decision quickly, because that's what they want to. They want to cut to the chase, get your personal info, get that credit card number, your social security number, all those pieces of the puzzle you talked about earlier, Carol. That really add up to their being able to steal your identity. So that's what we're trying to do here, is say, please don't fall into that trap. You empower yourself with the knowledge that you are a great fraud fighter. You don't have to fall for this. You can call 1-800-MEDICARE or go to medicare.gov. You can simply call the AARP Fraud Watch Network and say, I'm being bombarded with these calls about Medicare, and I do need a plan, but where can I go to really get the help I need? And again, that's that toll-free number, and it's available to you whether you're an AARP member or not. It's absolutely free for anyone of any age. 1-877-908-3360. That's the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline.
And the other thing that people need to understand is AI and what scammers are using that for. Be very careful about answering any questions that they ask you with a yes or a no, because they can record your voice, simulate the voice, and then prove, well, no, she said yes. Well, you did say yes to maybe, oh, is this Carol? You didn't say yes to, I want this new plan. It's very scary out there. You just don't want to give them any opportunity to take your money. And I will tell you, it was last year during open enrollment, I actually did get a call, haven't so far this year, and the pressure, as you said, was very high. And they said, you are going to lose your Medicare if you don't do this. And honestly, as much as I know, I took a beat and then I hung up because I knew that that's ridiculous, but they sound so convincing that I thought maybe something's wrong. So they will threaten you that you're going to lose everything. They will threaten you that your Social Security is at risk, that your Medicare is at risk, that you won't be covered. They will say whatever it takes to get you to either let them know you, yes, you want that new Medicare card and now you're in it. That's going to be a nightmare for you. Just because someone says that they're from a company does not mean that they are. So talk to me about that. How can you be sure? I mean, maybe it's a perfectly nice person and they are who they say they are, and you don't want to be rude. Talk to me about what someone can do there.
Well, it comes back to the same point that we've been making, which is that you need to be able to verify the information. And someone, as you just described, making threats like that, you're going to lose everything. You're going to lose your Medicare. You're going to, it sounds like an absolute disaster, however that sentence is finished. That's not the way Medicare operates. That is not the way any legitimate business will operate. So again, that's a big red flag right there, that you're in the hands of someone who doesn't care about you and is only after your money. And those are high pressure tactics that are being deployed there. So disengage from it. Just have that confidence in yourself to make your own decisions and your own judgment, and make sure that you're partnering up with someone you do trust. And that would be Medicare, that would be AARP, that would be your local area agency on aging. Partner up with someone who can really take you step by step through what you need during Medicare open enrollment from start to finish. It may be you on your own, simply going to medicare.gov and looking through the plans and making your own decisions that way. But you want to make sure that you're doing it through Medicare, through the AAAs, through et cetera, the AARP. We're all here and happy to help, but do not just take the advice of someone you don't know. And as you said, Carol, AI can play a big part in this as well, and it can be alarmingly difficult to sort out the difference between what is real and what is not.
I think the word alarming is exactly right. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk more about Medicare fraud. Stay with us. We'll be right back right after this. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk, Jane Margeson. So much fraud out there and so little time, Jane. If you are, we don't want to scare you. I want to say that up front. We don't want to scare you. What we do want to do is protect you. It's just extremely important that you do not engage. But if you are not yet 65 and you are looking for insurance, there is the health insurance marketplace. Jane, do you want to tell people what they can do? We focused on Medicare. You do need to be 65 to get Medicare, but there are other options.
Yes. So if you are under the age of 65, you're not quite eligible for Medicare. Then, and you don't maybe you don't get free health care through your employer or something like that. There are also options available for you in the state of Maine. An open enrollment for the healthcare marketplace is a little bit different, but it runs from November 1. Of 2025 all the way through January 15th, 2026. And as always, free help is available. You can go to coverme.gov, that's coverme.gov, and there's lots of good information there to help you get started. You can also work with a local assister, they're called, somebody to actually help you with your questions or with your application, whatever that you might need. And the Marketplace call center is 1-866-636-0355. So both of those are great options, coverme.gov or that phone number to get help about the healthcare marketplace.
And if you are on Medicare and you have a plan and you're not happy with it, do you recommend people asking their friends what plans they have, not to sign up with that plan, but to investigate as opposed to cold calling? Or do you suggest that they go to, there's a lot of people who help people with Medicare plans, and the area agencies on aging is a start, but if they don't have available appointments, there are others that this is what they do for a living.
Yeah, I mean, as a consumer, I think it's always good to arm ourselves with the information. First of all, what is it that you need? Where are there particular hospitals you need to go to, or doctors in your plan, or what's your list of prescription drugs? I mean, each of us is a little bit different, and you want to make sure that you're getting the plan that really is best for you and your health situation as far as you know it. I know things can change, but start where you are. Do the research about what you need. And sure, sometimes the word of mouth and who's happy with their plan, if your best friend is on something that's really working for them and you've got a similar situation, that could be a good place to begin. But as you said, Carol, I mean, the area agencies on aging, and then of course the Medicare option that we've given out a couple of times already. It's just good to have a partner along the way as you get through this process because it can be confusing and it can feel overwhelming. But if you've got somebody there sort of holding your hand along the way, then it can feel a lot less so.
And keep in mind that the scammers who do try to get your Medicare numbers will promise you a lot. They may promise you free medical help. They may promise you free prescriptions. They may promise to pay for your Medicare premiums. There's no end to what they will tell you to try to get you to turn over that Medicare card.
Yep, that's exactly right. They literally will say anything to separate you from your hard-earned money,
And they're
period.
so clever. They're so clever. So don't try to outwit them. Don't try to spar with them because you
No
never
point.
know. There's no point. And also that just flags you that, oh, we have a live one. So your number will get sold. People will keep calling. If they ask you to press a button to opt out of calls, don't do that either. Just hang up. That's your best bet. Jane, we're almost out of time. Any final words?
Just, one quick thing. If you give your Medicare number out or you give out information and you think, oh no, I've done it, I've been scammed, just act quickly and call that toll-free number with AARP, the Fraud Watch Network. I'm going to give it out again, 1-877-908-3360. It's free of charge and it's free of blame. Any of us can be scammed. Just take that step and they'll help you deal with it.
That's a really good point because sometimes we do things and we think later, I shouldn't have done that. Jane, thank you so much. Jane Margeson,
Thank you.
AARP Maine, thank you for being here. This was great information. And give the number one more time before we go that people can call to get help.
So Medicare is 1-800-MEDICARE, and the AARP Fraud Watch Network is 1-877-908-3360.
And you can find all of these right on the website. That's it for me. This is Senior Talk. Thank you so much for listening.